5 o'clock, the news, but now a Christmas treat.
Gold and Silver Productions present Christmas Crime Online. Christmas Crime Online.
So anyway, Jenkins, I said to her, well, you know, I might not be able to make it home for Christmas because, well, anything might come up and, you know...
Excuse me, sir. I've just received an email. I had better check it in case it's important.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Good Lord. Inspector, this is for you and it's from Maximilian Sideboard.
Blimey. What does he want?
He's told me to go to a website, sir, where he's left you a message. Hold on, I'll just bring it up. Just waiting for it to load.
Ah, Inspector Blanc, and your little sidekick, Sergeant Jenkins. I've decided to give you a little opportunity today. My plan is to take over the world, but perhaps you'd like to take up the challenge of finding me first. You've got until tomorrow morning. Good day.
Blimey, it was him.
Hold on, sir. I'm just going to forward this to the techies. I'll get them to have a look at it. I'll suggest that they try and track him using his IP address and a geolocation database.
Cool. Did you see the room he was in? That background? Elspeth would love that wallpaper, that's for sure. Oh, bet that cost a bit.
Right, that's sent then. Let's see if we can track him down ourselves. Let's have a look on Facebook.
Well, I'll go and get the book out of the cupboard, shall I? I don't know that we've looked at it for a while. It might not be really up to date, you know.
We don't use the criminal identification book anymore, sir. I actually meant Facebook, the website.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Huh, there he is. I've got him. And he's under the name, of course, of Arthur Blenkinsop.
Cool, that's brilliant, Jenkins. How on earth did you do that?
Well, just a bit of technical know-how, sir. Look, he's saying that he's just moved to Kent. And look at those photos. I recognise where he is. That's a little village in southeast Kent called Whittingstone. I think we'll head down there. Oh, and look at this. We can see his new abode. Thank you very much. I am not little.
No, that's true, but you are littler than me.
Continue on motorway for 15 miles.
Blimey, Jenkins, what's that?
It's the sat-nav, sir.
But it's your phone that's talking.
Yes, it's the sat-nav in my phone.
Blimey.
If I could be so bold, would it be true to say that you're not really very technological?
Don't really understand anything. I've got a mobile phone, but it's just a phone. I don't understand what you're doing with all this other stuff.
But surely you use a computer at work or at home.
Well, I'll get one of the girls to do it at work. We have got a computer at home, but it's Elspeth that uses it. I wouldn't know how to switch it on, really.
Well, you can see it's all rather invaluable, sir. We certainly wouldn't be on the right road heading for Maximilian's sideboard if we hadn't have used technology.
Yeah, that's true. There's no one here.
No, I can't see anybody anywhere. However, Mr. Sideboard has very kindly left his laptop. Let's have a look. Ah, oh, that's convenient. His password.
What do you mean?
Well, the point of a password is to make sure nobody can get into your computer. However, if you use the most common password of all, the word password, well, it's simple.
Oh, right. That's pretty stupid, that is.
Yes. Well. Look at his history. He's been looking at the Internet of Things, and he's been looking at how to hack a satellite. I think we know now what his plan is, sir.
Well, you might, but I don't. What's the Internet of Things, and what does hacking mean? It's what I do with the hedge.
Don't worry, sir. I'll explain it all later. Just rest assured that this means a large amount of trouble. Right, let's take this back to the techies. They can sort the rest of it out. It does look pretty wet out, sir. Never mind, we've got a nice dry car.
Anyway, I thought Maximilian's sideboard. Was still in prison.
What's happened to him then? How did he come to be wandering about trying to rule the world? Well, sir, he was released on a technicality a few weeks ago. I did send you an email to let you know.
I'm getting a bit fed up with all this stuff. Anyway, Jenkins, when do we turn off? Your lady should be telling us soon.
That's true. Let me take a look, sir. That's very odd. I've got no signal at all. I haven't got GPS, I haven't got anything. How very strange.
Oh well, if you lean in the back, you'll find an old AA atlas. I got it for £1.50 about 10 years ago, but I expect it'll still be all right.
Good grief. The variable road speed signs are suggesting that we should drive at 180. I have a horrible feeling that the trouble is starting, sir.
I think it already has. Surely we shouldn't have just passed Nunney.
Right, sir. I'll get on to it. We shouldn't be even slightly near Nuneaton. We need to get back as soon as possible. Things could get very dangerous.
you're sure that Mrs. Plonk won't object to this.
What now, Elspeth? I'll be glad to see you. Anyway, she's probably worried where I am. Hello, we're home.
Michael, where have you been? I've been so worried about you. Why didn't you ring me?
I couldn't ring you. There weren't any phone boxes. Anyway, turn that racket down.
Sorry, Michael. Oh, how lovely to see you, Roy. I didn't see you behind Michael. Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thank you. However, I'd be very grateful if I could access your internet. I really need to see what's been going on since we've been in Kent. So if you'd show me the way?
Yes, of course. I'm afraid it's a little bit rudimentary.
Good grief. I don't think I've seen a computer like this for 15 years. I should think you could sell it on eBay at a vast profit as an antique. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be rude.
No, if I had my way, I'd get an iPad straight away. It's Michael. He's really got no idea about technology and just thinks it's all a waste of money. I'm so sorry. It's going to take you ages to get online. It's so slow.
Here, you two. I've just heard the news in the kitchen. It's astounding. All planes all round the world have been grounded. Everything's come to a standstill. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. Perhaps you could tell me.
It's the Internet of Things, sir. I'm afraid that Maximilian Sideboard has carried out his threat. I don't know if he'll be able to rule the world, but he can certainly mess it up a lot. Well, let's hope that your computer is up to the job, because we need to see if he sent us any other messages.
Oh, blimey. So maybe Elspeth was right after all.
Inspector Plonk, sir. I've had a message from him.
Yeah, leave it out, Elspeth. What? Oh, sorry.
Sir, we have a demand. He's demanding $500 billion in bearer bonds to be delivered to a bin on the Wentworth Road tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. He says if we pay him, he will undo all that he has done.
Blimey, what are bearer bonds? No, don't tell me. How are we going to sort it out? It'd take days to talk to the banks and get them to sort it out.
Well, we could do it all online. Probably not online this way. Leave it with me. I'll pick you up at about 8 tomorrow morning.
Okay then. See you tomorrow.
Well, it's 11 o'clock. The bearer bonds are in that bin over there. No sign of him yet.
No, don't worry. He'll be along in a mo. Just keep hidden behind this wall. We don't want him to spot us.
Sir, it's him. What are we going to do?
Right, Jenkins. I've checked my phone. It's so old it still works. So here, you have this. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump on the back of the lorry when it gets going. And then you can call the police and they can meet you at the other end, right? It should be fine.
Sir, I really can't permit you to do such a dangerous thing. I would prefer it if you allowed me to.
No, no, you know you'll be able to make my phone work. I could never get the hang of it. Look, I'll be fine. Just get onto the police. Oh, blimey, hold on tight.
It's Jenkins here. We've got an emergency. So how are you feeling now, sir?
Well, my arms feel like they're coming down to my ankles, but apart from that... Cool. I'm glad it was you that rang for backup, because I'd have never managed it. You'd have fallen off the lorry by now.
And the techies have got the satellites working again. I'll explain it to you in detail later on, sir, when you're feeling a bit better.
Oh, blimey. Well, on the bright side... I've got a huge pile of health and safety forms to fill in. And so have you. You know what that means, don't you?
Oh, good grief.
That was Christmas Crime Online. Inspector Plonk was played by Barbara Kay. Sergeant Jenkins, Barbara Kay. Elspeth Plonk, Barbara Kay. Maximilian Sideboard, Barbara Kay. Other characters were played by members of the cast. Christmas Crime Online was directed by Barbara Kay. It was a Gold and Silver production.
And there'll be another episode next year.